have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Oh, my God. No biblical question. I forgot. Oh, I think I'll use this one. Well, I'll have to think about it. I'll let you know. I'll have it next week. I mean, tomorrow. All right. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And we are here Monday through Friday. And we are heard around the world. And for the flat earther, up and down the world. By everybody and they mama, if you're black. And everybody and their mama, if you're white. So if, and some of you are busy doing whatever it is you're doing so you can't sit and watch it, but you would like to listen as it is happening, you can. By calling a listen, and you can podcast always, but you can be listening live too. If you just land up at a beach in beautiful Hawaii or Japan or South Korea, North Korea, or anywhere, you can, Africa, Mommy Africa, you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out louder, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Talk a Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It's Tuesday.
Yeehaw!
And it's a beautiful Tuesday because, but not only, every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing. Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
I some of you are aware, we do the church service on Sunday mornings, fellowship. I call it fellowship. Every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., doors open at 10:30. You can check it out by going to rebuildingaman.com/church. We do the hold the men's meetings every first Thursday night of the month, unless for some reason I just can't be there. And then the third Thursday night, which is this coming Thursday, it's the ladies' meetings. And then I counsel every day and busy and just backed up kind of counseling. All over the world with men and women around the world. And it's interesting in that every human being that is born of the woman, whether it's male or female, have the same identical problem. Situations might be a little different, but the cause is the same around the world. And it doesn't matter what language you speak, how old you are, how much money you have or don't have, where you live or don't live, it's the same. The pain is the same. The darkness is the same. The solution in everybody's mind is the same. We almost said weird, but it's interesting. I cannot tell you how much I've learned or realized just by dealing with other people. They confirm what I see to be true. It's interesting, too, is that the pain, it doesn't matter if you go to church, if you're a Catholic. Because I talked to people who were doing the Hail Mary prayer thing, whatever that is. Hail Mary. They are Hail Mary, but they are miserable. Hail Mary ain't doing nothing for them. Zero. But they're up there Hail Mary, whatever that means. Hail Mary, full of grace. Hurry up, don't be late. Or they are doing the Allah U Abba prayer 8 times a day, 10 times, whatever, anywhere in the road or anywhere. Or they're praying to God or Jesus, all in the name. Or they are Mormon praying to that guy that's dead, whatever his name was, the guy that founded the Mormon religion. But what I've noticed and what is to be true, they are all miserable. They cry at night. They're lonely. Joseph Smith. They're lonely. Or they're atheists. Or they're tarot card reader Christians, or whatever you call those people. Or they worship the stones. They go and let somebody read some glass stones to them or whatever. They're miserable. And they all are having the same problem, hurt and lost and angry and lonely and depressed and suicidal, revengeful, unforgiving, lost. And a lot of them have amazing talent, and then they have great jobs. They build houses. They all kinds of talent around the world, and yet they're miserable. If they're married, they're not getting along. Husbands and wives are not getting along. They're going through pure hell. If they're dating, they're catching the blues. It's all the same. Everywhere. It's like evil speaks the same language. I mean, evil speaks the same words through every language, by way of every language. Even Chinese. Oh, rice. It is mind-blowing. And the solution to the freedom is the same for all if they should take it. But the interesting thing is some take the solution and overcome and others don't. Some start taking it and doing it and they stop along the way. Satan tell them, you know what, go to this church, go to that church. You don't need that anymore. You don't need to be stealing no God. You don't need to. And they stopped, thinking that it was their idea to give up. And the one primary problem, the number one problem that brings on all the other problems, they refuse, well, two things. They refuse to forgive. They refuse to drop their anger. The men and the women in all races. But those who do sincerely drop it because they're sincerely working on themselves, they stay with it. Once they truly like, whoa, and they overcome. But those who don't, they suffer in the darkness of their imagination, because anyone that has anger cannot help but live in your thoughts. And your thoughts are not your own. Your ideas and your thoughts are not your own. But every human being live in them, and they worship them. And they look to those thoughts for the answer, and they never find it, and they go from thought to thought, to idea, to idea, from thought to thought. And the thought constantly tell you, okay, well, do this. And then they do it. And that doesn't work. Or it seemed to be working for a minute, and then it goes sour. It doesn't work anymore. And they go right back to the imagination for something different, another answer. And imagination gives them to them, like, oh, we'll do this one. Go get yourself a new wife, or get yourself a new husband, or get yourself new friends, or get yourself a bigger house, or get yourself a better job. And you consult with that thought, and you listen to that, and then that doesn't work after a while. And you just go around a mountain into your jail cell, consulting with evil and calling it good. So number one is they refuse to drop the anger. And number two, they refuse to not listen to thoughts, the imagination. Men and women, you yet haven't learned that anger is evil. And human beings who have not overcome the anger are evil, downright dirty, vicious, deceptive, evil human beings. All in the name of Jesus. There's no good in human being, in human nature. And yet you lie and say that it is. You deceive yourself by saying, oh, they're so nice. Oh, that person gave me some bubble gum. Oh, what a nice person. You lie to yourself. And as long as you lie to yourself, Satan is your God. He's your God. You can be praying to what you think is a real God. You get on your knee. Oh, God, help me. Lord, help me. Have mercy on me. Bless my mama. Bless my daddy. Heal my husband. Heal my wife. Heal my children. And nothing happens. Because you're praying to the devil. And when you're crying, you're lying. Every time she's crying, she's lying. What a sad way to live. And when I say sad way, not that I feel sad, but that it's a horrible way to live when you could be, when you can be free and can't know nothing out there save you from this hell you're in. No human being have love to give you to save you from it. No job, no nothing can save you from it. Going to church can't do it. You got to stop reaching out. I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, to present your body a living sacrifice. You got to present all of your stuff to the Father and do nothing about it, and he will help you through it. He will take it away from you. Read the Bible. You can read the Bible, quote the scripture. You can be a black Israelite Jew and still miserable. Because you think you're a black Israelite Jew, so now you think you feel better than the white Jews or the real Jews. You think, oh, I'm better than them. Oh, those are false Jews. We the real Jews. And you cry at night on your Jew pillar, on your black Jew pillar. You don't have to, but I recommend you lay down all of your ideas, all of your plans, all of your goals, all of your comparison to other people, your ego and your reputation. Ain't no stupid reputation. You ain't got no reputation. Nobody, people don't think highly of you. They pretend they do until they see that they can't get what they want from you, and they let you know they don't really think highly of you. They don't care about your reputation. They lie to you as you lie to you. As Mike Tyson said, I'm not concerned about no legacy. When I'm dead, I'm dead. What I need to be concerned about a legacy for? Romans 12, 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Just think about that. The least you can do is give up, surrender, and let the light save you from the darkness, your ego. You won't even take it to the Father and lay it down and let him handle it. You know, I'm crazy. You're taken to a stupid PhD psychiatrist or counselor, but you won't take it to the Father. And you take it to this physical world out there, and then they only make it worse. Your reasonable service, that's the solution to your problem. Present your body. Present your false self, your false life. And it will be destroyed. And in order to have a life, you must die from the false life, the fake self, the false self. Which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He will give you a brand new, clear mind. And God is clear. The truth is clear. Darkness is confusion. Darkness is confusion. The truth is clear. He will transform your mind. He will renew your mind. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How many people, just think about this, smoke on it. How many people are willing to give up your body, present it, and just live with it? Live with your anger. Live with your darkness. Live with your fear. Live with your doubt. Live with your loneliness. Live with your malice. Live with your revenge. Live with your jealousy. Live with your fear, desperation, suicidal thought. Just live in it. And by living in it, do nothing about it and present it. Just let it be. You go on with your day and present it to the truth, and the truth will take care of it. How many of you really, really willing to do that? A handful. See my black hand? That many. As many as I can hold in my hand, that's it. But yet, you cry, and you go to church, and you pray, and you fake it. Let your anger go. Anger is not good. Anger is evil. And whomever told you that is good, and they use Jesus to justify their anger, well, Jesus is angry. They're lying. Jesus was not angry. And he definitely didn't have human anger, which is evil. And then the evil people say, well, I got righteous anger. Yeah, right. You ain't got no righteous anger. You don't even know what that is. Your idea of righteous anger is not righteous anger. Here's what anger can do. An example of it. It will do, is doing through you. Just think about what you've done due to anger and how quick you can snap on yourself, even on your closest family members. You'll love them in one moment and snap on them in the next moment. Just snap. And in some cases, you can kill them. Here's an example of anger from WSAZ3. Two parents from Maryland are hoping for answers after they say their 7-year-old son was hanged. They say hung, but hanged in his school bathroom by a fourth grade bully and ended up hospitalized. Just think about that. A fourth grade bully. Watch this from WSAZ3.
If you look at my son, he has marks under his eyes. Like blood vessels.
He still has bruises on his neck from being choked.
It's hard to hide emotion as these two parents who don't want to be identified talk about their son. They're hoping for answers after they say their son was hung by a fourth grade student in the boys' bathroom Friday.
He's traumatized. Right. It's going to take time. This is not something that he's going to get over just overnight.
Paperwork from the hospital lists one of his injuries as a neck contusion, which is caused by blunt trauma to the neck. The 7-year-old is a second grader at C. Paul Barnhart Elementary School in Waldorf. Charles County Public Schools says they're aware of the incident and sent a statement saying in part, two of our students were reportedly horseplaying in a school bathroom when one student's jacket got caught on a stall door hook. The student was not able to free themselves, and the other student involved was also not able to help them.
It doesn't make sense to me. If you're horseplaying, how do you get caught on a hook? We need answers. I want answers, and we won't stop until we get answers.
You know there must not have been white people involved, right? Because they have the white faces all over the camera. Isn't that amazing? A fourth grader, I believe, they said, and a second grader, something like that. You want to hold on to your anger and be miserable? Live that way. That's up to you. The mother says her son told her that the bully said, I am going to show you how I used to deal with people back in the day. Watch this from WSAZ3 again.
And now the parents say they're sharing their side of the story in hopes of preventing this from happening to anyone else.
My son did tell me that when they were in the bathroom, he said that the little boy told him, I'm going to show you how I did people back in the day. That's why I feel like it's bullying, because it's no telling how many other kids this has happened to.
And they want the school district to step up.
I want to see a policy in place. I would like to see at least hallway monitors. I want to know why is a fourth grader in the same hallway or the same bathroom as a second grader. Most schools have them divided. I feel like this is very unacceptable.
These are all our children, and they are the future. So we just, we need to protect them. Like, we're sending our kids to schools every day thinking that they are safe.
Amazing. I guarantee you, whatever happened, they were influenced by evil to do that, allegedly, whatever happened. But it was influenced by evil, angry. And if you check out their parents, see how angry they are. And you repeat it generation after generation after generation because you refuse to overcome your anger. And you pass it on to every generation. A fourth grader is 9 years old or 10 years old, the bully's age. So if it's true, he said, I'm going to show you what I used to, how I used to deal with people back in the day. What days? You ain't but 10 years old. You ain't got no days. If that's true. And allegedly they were horse playing. Yeah, right. What kind of horse playing is that? Hold on to your anger and be miserable as long as you want. You love your pain. You love your misery. And that's why you won't let it go. Otherwise, you would drop your anger. You would. You would drop your anger and all those stupid emotions that come with it. Emotions are not necessary. You don't want to drop it because you love your misery. This is why you're not supposed to be feeling sorry for other people or wanting to help other people or wishing that they would get better too. I hear people working on themselves. They're like, oh, I want my cousin to get better. I want my brother. I want my sister. I want my wife to get better. Why? They don't want it. Why do you want it? You want it for your own personal reasons, for another thrill. Who are you that you should want for somebody else to get better? He makes sense. You don't see God or his son Jesus up there. Oh, Lord, I wish they'll get better. I want them to be better. How can I help them? You think they're concerned about that at all? And yet you feel sorry. You love your misery. You're on an ego trip. Christ said, and it's true, if you want to live, you must die. If you want life, you got to give up a life. You got to give up your false life. And how many people really how many of you are really willing to give up your false life? Who would I be if I don't have this? Who would I be if I stop thinking? Who would I be if I don't have a plan? Who would I be if I don't have an idea? Who will I be if I don't do this and do that? You're a dummy. You're holding on to a false life. And all who were born of the woman, men and women, boys and girls, all who were born of the woman, of the flesh, of the woman, right, must be born of the Spirit of the Father. It must be born again. And the mama in that story, oh, my son is not going to get over this overnight. She's already decided. I wonder why. She's decided that he's not. How does she know? Kids can get over things quicker than adults because they're not as ego-driven yet. They forgive. You hear these so-called rape victims talking about, oh, I'm going to be traumatized all my life. I'm never going to get over that. You're right, you dummy. There's nothing you cannot overcome if you work on yourself. 888-7753-773. Why don't you work on your own life? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Back in a moment. Quick break.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, 888-77-JESSE. Welcome back. Announcements. Thanksgiving is next week, I'm told. Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and then New Year's. Birthdays, all kind of stuff happening. I do shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Whatever the shout-out might be, I do it for you. Go to encouragement, whatever you want. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And get your merch, Alpha Mail. Not a beta mail, but an Alpha Mail. Get your merch. What do you say, Nick?
Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Nice. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children or child. Get your merch. Your books, order your books. I have amazing books. But the merch, shirts, and mugs, and T-shirts, and all kinds of stuff. And books. All my books are amazing. And I will sign them. But time is going by really fast. Order now so we can get them signed and back out to you in time. Amazing Christmas gifts, all right? Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. The first book for Race to Responsibility, The Antidote, no, not The Antidote, but Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, and then The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family Financial Success Guide, and amazing little pocket guide. If you really, 7 Guaranteed Steps, you know, amazing, just 7, but a lot of you are not going to do the 7 because you won't even do the first step. You won't be still and come out of the darkness of your imagination. So what the? And then The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And if ever America needed a healing and the world needed a healing, it's now. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. And then Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 4 p.m., 4 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. Are you going to be, showing the, one of the things you're doing is showing the, that man, the X-Man.
That's true.
Take off today, right?
Correct. I'll be streaming earlier.
This is Hank and Baby.
Yeah, yeah. You'll so the takeoff is supposed to be 3 p.m. Pacific time. I plan to be streaming a little bit earlier than that.
And what's the takeoff?
Starship.
Know what we're talking about. Yeah.
Elon Musk is launching his, for
Musk!
The sixth time, I believe, the Starship, the ship he believes will take man to other worlds.
Amazing. Elon Musk is too smart for his own britches. So that's the Anchor Baby at 4 p.m.
And with Bill.
Oh, yeah. You have a guest.
Yeah.
The engineer of the radio here, the radio show, Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No. Don't mess with Bill. No. Amazing. Ladies, could you or would you forgive your man if he hid his identity or faked death and went to Europe with another woman? Would you forgive him? And by the way, speaking of ladies, we have the women's forum this Thursday. So, yes, lady, we are having it. Come hell or high water. We missed last month. But this Thursday at 7 p.m., all right? Ladies, would you forgive your man if he faked a death to escape to Europe to be with another woman? Your man. Your own man. Well, this is from ABC7. A Wisconsin father of three is suspected of faking his own death to escape to Europe, revealing a shocking deception after an extensive search operation. Watch this from ABC7.
This morning, a stunning discovery in the search for a missing Wisconsin husband and father of three. Investigators think Ryan Borgart didn't drown in this lake, but instead say he faked his own death to run off to Europe with a woman he met online. The 54-year-old was first reported missing August 12th when he didn't come home after kayaking on this lake near his home in Wisconsin. Police finding a capsized kayak and Borgart's car parked nearby. Fishermen finding his fishing pole and tackle box with his wallet, keys, and license inside. An army of search and rescue volunteers began scouring the lake to bring him home. Keith Cormican, who runs an organization called Bruce's Legacy, was on the water searching for nearly a month. The apparent ruse unraveling last month. Investigators became suspicious after they found out Borgart's name had been checked by Canadian law enforcement August 13th, the day after his disappearance. They discovered he'd gotten a new passport last January after reporting his missing, and he'd taken out a $375,000 life insurance policy. Investigators say Borgart had been communicating with a woman in Uzbekistan and even moved money to a foreign bank before disappearing. Authorities now pleading with him to phone home.
Our whole thing is to get Ryan back with his family. He's got three kids, and they really miss their dad.
Amazing. Can you hear Satan telling you now, oh, that woman that you're communicating over in Uzbekistan, she's better than the one you have. She's prettier. Or she's nicer. She's fine. You'll be happy with her. And you'll be like, no, say no. I have a family. I have a wife and three children. No. Your wife is nagging. She's controlling. She doesn't. You see how she is. Why don't you start a new? And you're like, oh, maybe so. And here's how you can do it, Satan says to the man. Fake your death. They would never know. go and pretend you were drowned. You drowned in the ocean or the pool, whatever you want. He's like, wow, that makes sense. And then Satan says, take out a policy. Get another path. He's talking to you, and you think it's you. And then you're talking to this woman over in East Pakistan, wherever. And she like, I love you. I'll be nice to you. Look at me. I'm pretty. I got black, long, pretty hair. And I love you. I won't be nagging like your wife. And Satan's like, yeah, that's right. And you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And you get excited, ego. And you fake your own death, allegedly, and leave your family, allegedly, and get with another woman. And that doesn't work out either. Because as soon as you get with her, that love that you thought you felt was fake. It was hate. And you were hate. And you were calling it love. And then you fight. And then you cry. And then you regret leaving your family. Would you forgive him, ladies, had that happened to you? Or if that happened to you? Would you forgive and take him back? 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Let me go to Kelvin out of Ohio. Kelvin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, I appreciate being on the best of the week.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So when we talked last week, we talked about all thoughts. And it got a good reaction out of people. So I think we should do a part two about that.
But you should do it to get a good reaction from anyone. You should do it because you want to know the truth.
Yeah, that too.
Because if you're doing it to get a good reaction, because you're doing it for the thrill, and the thrill, that's not love, and that's not legitimate.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I hear a lot of people call it hate show, not a lot. But they're like, oh, old Joel show. Oh, I said this on your show, and then I looked at the chat, and everybody just said this about it. And so they're doing it to keep the thrill going. They're not doing it out of love.
Understandable.
Oh, amazing.
But anyways, so I wanted to also comment on it. So basically, free will and the having the choice, having the freedom to choose. So you feel that we don't have a free will, right?
No, I know we don't have one.
All right. So, the devil can't make you do anything at all.
Well, then why has he been so successful with you?
What you mean with me?
If the devil can't make you do anything that you don't want to do, why has he been so successful with you over a lifetime?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Everything you've done, it was because you wanted to do it?
At the end of the day, it's my decision on whether or not I want to do something good or bad.
So everything you've done, you wanted to do it.
Yeah, of course.
So when you did bad things, when you did wrong, you did it because you wanted to do it.
I made the decision to do it because I felt at the time I probably felt that it was a good thing. Like you said, a lot of things that we do are out of the thrill, right?
So everything, all the wrong you've done, you did it because you wanted to do it?
Probably.
You did, so, and why would you want to do bad?
Probably because of the thrill, probably because of the thrill of it. So
you're making a good point, and that's why I'm driving this home with you, because human beings think that the things they do. And they'll say, well, I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I acted that way. I don't know why I did that. And then they'll think that, and then they'll believe, oh, that was me doing that. But yet they don't know why they did it. They did it because they listened to the imagination, which is evil, and the imagination controlled them. That's why you think, that's why you think all the things that, because you've never done good or bad in your life, but you think it was your idea because you think that you are your thoughts and your feelings.
So say I was out with my friends, right? And we went to a party. If my friends were drinking and I know that I'm driving, they give me a bottle and say, go ahead and take a sip. If the devil is in your ear saying, go ahead, take a sip, nothing's going to happen, you're going to be okay. You're not going to get that drunk. But then if I know that I am the designated driver and I shouldn't be drinking, and that conscience comes to your head, no, you should not do that. This is not right. And I decide to tell my friends, no, I have to drive y'all home. I'm not going to take a sip. I'm putting the bottle down. If that's still my decision.
The consciousness is not going to come to your head and tell you that, first of all. That would be Satan telling you that.
It will be your conscience, because where are we getting our moral values?
Out of hell? Have no moral values.
But how can you say we have no moral values?
I said you have
none. I'm gonna just say me. If I have no moral values, then I have the belief that there is no God.
No. The reason you have no moral values because you don't believe there is a God.
The only way we can have moral values if there is a God. So we know right from wrong.
No, you don't.
So with me making that decision not to take a drink, that's me knowing right from wrong.
You don't
that's
know right from listening. Wrong.
So me putting the bottle down, was that right
How
or wrong?
Is it possible for you to know right from wrong?
Because there is a God.
And where do you get your moral values from?
God. If we get our moral values from God. If we don't get our moral values from God, then that is simply saying there is no God. If there is no God, then we do not know right from wrong.
How do you get your moral values from God? How do you get them?
All right. You can get them from experience. You can get them from learning. You can get them from life experiences.
No, I'm asking you, how do you get them from God? You're telling me how you get them from hell. I'm asking you, how do you get them from God? You say you have got more values, right? And you say your more values are from God. How do you get your more values from God?
All right, I don't want to put the Bible in it, but I'm not trying to go there. But if I read it, and if I get certain things from it, and I learn certain things that are right and certain things that are wrong, there comes the moral values.
And so how do you get your moral values from God? How do you get your moral values from God?
That's the part
of
the
You just mentioned the Bible, and you ain't never got and never will get one more value from the Bible. But how do you get your moral values from God?
You said they come from the Bible.
You ain't never got a moral value from God from the Bible at all. You learned about them because you heard about them from other people that you read, but you never got one at all from the Bible. And you yet didn't tell me how you get them from God.
So you can't know right from wrong from the Bible?
And that's all you know about right from wrong, but you don't know what right and wrong is from the Bible, period.
But you can apply it to real life.
No, you can't. Not at all. No, you can't. You may try to apply why you think they don't work. But because of time, and I'm going to have to run, how do you get your more values from God?
how's the best way to put this? Our spiritual connection to God, that's just us being human, just us being spirits. That's where we get our moral values from God. It doesn't just have to say, oh, it doesn't just.
What does that mean?
We just get it from. It's automatic. We get our moral values from God. We know right from wrong.
So if you're getting your moral values from God, why are you miserable?
You can't say that about me. You can't say that about everybody.
No, you're miserable. You don't have perfect peace.
How can I be miserable?
Because you have no perfect peace.
I have peace right now.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I got
peace right now.
You never didn't tell me how you get your moral value from God. You never didn't tell me.
So we're made in His image. We're made in His likeness. We get our moral values from Him.
All you're doing is quoting the Bible right now. How do you get your moral values from God?
That's just our spiritual connection. We as human beings.
You're quoting the Bible. You're not telling me how you get.
I'm not quoting the Bible. That's not in the Bible.
Then why don't you have perfect peace?
I have peace right now.
But you know, you don't have peace right now. Peace is forever.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't have perfect peace.
You know everybody,
peace.
Jesse.
I know you don't have perfect peace. Boy, sure and without
a doubt.
Oh,
yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't. There's no such thing as perfect peace in this reality.
You said there is no such thing as perfect peace?
As perfect. Perfect, meaning there's
I
nothing
told
that can
you
go wrong
have
in
perfect
your life.
Peace.
I said I have
you're
peace.
Like, I have perfect
I don't have
peace
perfect
right
peace.
Now. No, you said I have perfect
I said peace.
Right. No, you said I have perfect peace right now. Now you said there's no way to have
no,
perfect
I have peace.
Peace
right now. There is no that to say there. Say I have perfect peace. That means that 100%, without a doubt, with no, just no X in it, that nothing in my life. From now until I die, I will never have a stumble. I will never have
does
a mistake. It, nothing
Bible,
will ever go
does
wrong
Bible,
in my life.
Does the Bible talk about perfect peace?
I'm sure it does.
Does it?
Yes.
So why can't you have it? You said you know right from wrong, and you say you're right. Your morals come from God. Why can't you have perfect peace?
We still live in this world, so we still are going to have stumbles.
Did the Bible say you cannot have perfect peace?
No, the Bible says you can have perfect peace.
And so then, why you say you can't have it?
You can have perfect peace through Christ.
If the Bible say you can have it, why do you say there's no way you can have perfect peace on this earth?
I think we understand that differently.
No, if the Bible says you can't have it, why are you saying you can't have it?
In
Isaiah 23 says, "Thou shalt."
In what way can we have perfect peace?
Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Thank you, though, Calvin. I got to take a break. Oh, wow, I can't believe this hour is gone. When I come back. More of your phone calls and your super chats. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I was just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, November 19th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls and more great stories and super chats. But first, fake news, not fake news. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports. Oh, by the way, Women's Forum, ladies, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. That's this Thursday, the 21st of November, 2024 AD. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles for ladies only, in person only, not recorded, not streamed, okay? No Zoom at this point, all right? Rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need more info. Or call the office, leave a message if it's off hours. 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. Or local number 323-782-1980, 323-782-1980. And watch out for those carrots. Wash your carrots or throw them out if they're expiration date November 12th or something like that. Because they're giving E. coli to people. Somebody died who is over 65 and maybe had health problems, but that's not good. It's still not okay. Over 65 is still potentially pretty young. But anyway, a rare sea creature known as a doomsday fish was spotted yet again on the California shores for the third time just this year. The oarfish, O-A-R, all one word, oarfish, is considered to be a harbinger. Is it harbinger or harbinger of bad news? And is only the 22nd to have washed ashore in California over the past century, at least that they've seen. What a mess. That was in Encinitas. Is that up north a little bit? I think it's up north. I'm not sure. I don't know my geography. Even in California, terrible. President-elect Donald J. Trump confirmed in a post on Truth Social, his social media platform, on Monday, yesterday, he is prepared to declare a national emergency once again on the border situation and the immigration invasion situation as part of his plan to deport migrants, meaning illegals, in the United States on a large scale. People close to the president-elect and his aides, helpers, right, are laying the groundwork for expanding detention facilities to fulfill his campaign promise of mass deportation in the nation. Trump also prepared executive actions that are a callback to his first term and could be rolled out as soon as he takes office. In the meantime, Arizona Democrat governess Katie Hobbs said she plans to have conversations with Trump's team about the state's border security needs. Nice. But she said that she will oppose certain policies if they don't help her state. Shameful. And SpaceX. Space is real, guys and gals. SpaceX is aiming to launch Starship, the most powerful rocket ever built. And its sixth test flight is today. Make sure you catch American Anchor Baby today with Baseball-tard Bill. Also going to be co-hosting. So cool. You can call in and get at them. That'll be in the studio, I do believe. Nice. And anyway, Trump plans, president-elect, our greatest, Donald J. Trump, plans to attend the launch in Boca Chica, Texas, according to reports. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, you know, he's gained significant influence in the formation of Trump's incoming administration. He says the vibe is great. Starship also is the vehicle selected to land U.S. astronauts on the moon as soon as 2026. Last month, SpaceX succeeded for the first time in bringing back safely and safely landing the rocket's booster. So cool. Called Super Heavy. Taller than a 20-story building, by the way. Similar to the last test, SpaceX this week will try to catch the spacecraft midair with a set of massive metal arms called chopsticks. Isn't that cool? So shout out to Elon Musk and shout out to our greatest president and shout out to America. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Hour 2.
have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting. My mic going out again. Like it just fade away. Flat, yeah. Huh?
Just going flat.
Yeah. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. It's like all of a sudden my mic just faded away. What the? 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. No biblical question this week. Today, I have one tomorrow. I think I know one that I'm going to work with. You can listen to the show live no matter where you are or what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. On your iPhone or iPad, even if you're like faking your death and you're going over to Europe to meet with another woman and leave your wife and children behind. If you're beating your husband right now, or you're in a courthouse right now trying to take the man's children away from him, and you're crying, knowing you're lying, you still can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Who let the dogs out?
Woof.
Amazing. 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 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. We're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. And then I got to ask us. I'm asking the wrong person about this particular subject matter, but I will. I got to ask Hate about the neo-Nazi situation. But I'm asking the wrong person. But we'll get to that in a minute. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you today?
All is well, Jerome.
Okay. So I was calling because, you know, I was listening to your church service Sunday. And you had gotten into the topic of morals and having morals. And, you know, I was listening, but, you know, just still wanted you to, you know, maybe expound a little more about you saying that morals are evil. And then
you know, only evil people have morals. If you could just expound on that a little bit more.
Yeah, I said that moral people are weak people, and they are evil. And if you notice, all moral people judge. They live in their imagination. They are vain. They are revengeful. They are jealous. They are envy. They have strife. They fear. They have suicidal thoughts. But yet they say they are moral. They're angry. And yet they say they are moral. They have no moral.
Okay. And so with that, where do you think that comes from?
Straight out of ego, straight out of hell. Out of their imagination. It's their ideas about morality. And ideas about morality is not morality.
Okay. Okay. Because when I listen to you say that, you know, something, I've been listening to your show for years, and one thing that I always hear you say, like when you're speaking to black people, you know, you say that, you know, when I was growing up, you know, black people, they had morals, they had character, they had values. But now you're saying that people with morals are evil. So I just wanted to gain more understanding because, you know, this is something I've been hearing you say for so long. But now you're saying that morals are evil.
Yeah. And have you ever met a moral person that was good?
It would take me some time to think about it.
Like, why? You met a whole
I'm just saying.
You met a whole lot of people in your lifetime, right?
Yeah.
And out of the whole lot of people, the Christians and non-Christians alike, the different colors, the men and the women, have you ever met a moral person that was good?
When you say morals, do you mean like they say that I'm a moral person and I live life by my morals and beliefs and values and principles?
I'm asking, have you ever met a moral person that was good?
Sure, I have.
Or who was good? Thank you, Hake. Have you ever met a moral person who was good?
Again, it would just take me some time to think about it. Like, I get where you're trying to go, but I would have to.
No, I'm not trying to go anywhere. I'm just asking you. Asking you a question. Have you ever met a moral person that was good?
I really can't think right now, Jesse. Like, you just, I was calling about if I've met a moral person that's good.
Right.
Like I said, I'm sure I have. I would have to think about a specific person.
And why? If you had met one like that, you already know. You wouldn't forget.
Well, why wouldn't I forget, though? Like, I think that people are forgettable, and, you know, you don't remember every single person.
More people are not forgettable. Can you ever forget Trump?
Well, but didn't you just say that? I mean, of course, now he's the president. You know, I'm living through the presidency. Didn't you just say that, you know, you on your service Sunday, you said that there's no such thing as a strong moral man, and, you know, only evil people have morals, but now you're saying Trump is moral. So you're saying that he's evil?
No.
So morals aren't evil.
What do you think is driving Trump to endure all of the things that you have witnessed him enduring? What do you think is driving him?
I mean, you know, probably money.
Money?
You know, the people that handle it.
Are you serious? Yeah. You think money is driving Trump?
What else would it be?
Why do you think? Come back to your phone.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
You literally believe that money is driving Trump?
Yeah, I mean, I think all politicians are driven by money. I don't think it's because of, again, you know.
Trump is not a politician.
He's the president.
He's the president. But he's not a politician.
I mean, he's a Republican. He's a conservative. He's literally at top brass of, you know, what we consider a politician. Nobody's more of a politician than him.
No, Trump is not a politician. If Trump was a politician, he would not do as well as he has done when he was in there and what he's doing now. He's already changing the world, and he hasn't even been sworn in yet.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's been a president before, and he might not be what we think of as the conventional politician, but he's still a politician nonetheless.
Have you dropped your morals?
No, I don't. Yeah, not, I haven't dropped them.
Why not? How will you ever have them if you don't drop the one you think you have? How will you ever have real morals if you don't drop the ones you think you have?
I apologize, you know, if I'm coming off argumentative.
You're doing fine. Oh, okay. You're definitely not at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So when you ask that, like, I don't, like, I haven't even, you know, I haven't explained what morals I have or even if I'm a moral person. I was really just calling to learn. So you're saying to drop them, you know?
Well, and why have you dropped him since Sunday?
I've never heard this sermon before, and I don't feel like there's a reason to drop morals. I think that morals is something that all people should have.
You have morals?
Yes.
And what are your morals?
Just do right by people.
But do you do right by people?
Yes.
And how do you do right by people?
Again, I don't even know how to answer that question. Like, you know, if you want me to give you specific examples of how I do right, I think that, you know, it will kind of just be, you know, not necessarily my word against yours, but I could just be lying about what I'm saying anyway. So me just listing examples, it wouldn't, yeah, I'm not sure what that
would
be.
How do you know you do right by people if you can't say what you do that is right by people and moral?
Well, sometimes you just, like, in terms of actually doing something and then, you know, actually articulating something. It's kind of like, I'm not trying to get into the weeds here. I'm just using this as an example. But it's sort of like that new question that, you know, that's been around for the past couple of years. Like, what is a woman? You know, you ask people this question and they agree with you that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. But when you ask them, even the people that agree with you can't really articulate it. So sometimes kind of understanding and doing is different from saying it out loud.
So you're saying you don't know how you do right by people?
Yeah, like in terms of just articulating it, I wouldn't know how to do that to you.
So then how do you know you're doing right then?
And maybe I'm not. I'm open to that too. Like maybe I'm not doing right by people either.
And you have morals, you say, right?
Yes.
And how do you know you have morals?
Well, these are just, you know, like I said, you know, principles, values, beliefs that you live by.
And how do you know you have, what is it about those that you call morals?
Well, again, they're just like, I'm more so giving the definition. These are principles, values, and beliefs that you live by. So somebody might say, you know, I'm not going to lie, or, you know, I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to steal. I'm going to kill. I'm not going to kill. Those are morals.
And why do you call those morals?
Because that would be the definition of it.
Oh. What would happen if you drop your morals?
I don't know. This is, you know, the first time I'm hearing of this concept.
Right.
So, you know, maybe if I drop my moral, like if you drop the moral not to kill, maybe I would, you know, go out and kill somebody. Or, you know, if I drop the moral not to rape somebody, I would go out and rape. So, I mean, maybe that will happen.
Is it possible that you don't have morals? You just have this idea of what you think morals are?
Yeah, of course. You know, that's why I'm, you know, I was calling today because I am open to, you know, any thought pattern and, you know, a way that I've been thinking for years may be wrong. So I am open to the idea that, you know, my morals or what I perceive as morals could not actually be morals at all.
Will a moral person ever judge?
Maybe.
How is that possible?
No, I'm just saying, like, this is still, would a moral person ever judge? Maybe, maybe not, but, like, when you say judge, you mean to, like, if I see something and, you know, I criticize them for it?
Would a moral person ever judge him or herself or anyone?
I don't know what you mean by judge.
Would a moral person ever get angry at him or herself or anyone else?
Yeah.
A moral person would get angry?
Yeah.
And where is the morality in anger?
Well, those are two different ideas and concepts, like morals and anger. That's different.
Where is the morality in anger?
Yeah, again, those are different.
What do you mean?
Because anger, like when you're saying morals, morals are principles, values, beliefs that you hold dearly and you try to live by every day. But getting angry, like if I was to get angry at somebody, you know, I don't know, robbing me or killing one of my family members, that doesn't mean that I don't have morals now because they did something wrong and I would feel right to be mad at somebody that robbed me or killed one of my family members. That doesn't mean that my morals now go out the window.
Does truth ever get angry at you no matter what you do or what happens?
You said truth?
Yeah, God.
Oh, well, truth doesn't have, you know, feelings or emotions. Truth is just, you know how Ben Shapiro says facts don't care about your feelings. Like, truth doesn't have feelings or emotions. It just is what it is. And you can like it or you cannot like it, but it's still the truth.
And so does truth ever get angry at anything that you do or say or whatever? Does truth ever get angry at you?
Of course not. And then truth is not also like...
And if you are morals and or if you are more, you have more, how can you get angry at yourself or anyone else when truth doesn't?
But truth is not a person. Like, you're personifying it to give it human qualities like anger. Truth can't get angry because it's not a thing. It's just what is.
How do you know that?
It wouldn't even have the capacity to get the anger.
How do you know that?
Because truth is not a person.
How do you know?
Like, because truth is just an idea. It's a concept.
Does truth have morals?
No, and it doesn't have anything. It just is.
Amazing. Jerome, I got to run. Very interesting conversation.
Can I just ask one quick question that I had asked?
Yes.
So, again, when you were talking about, you know, people with morals are evil, but you said, you know, when you were growing up, black people had morals and they had values. Are you saying that the black people when you were growing up were evil?
Absolutely. But in those days, some of them overcame their evil, whereas today's black is rare now that a black person overcome evil because they have accepted anger as good and justified. But men like yourself, it sounds like if you're working on yourself, are you black?
Yes, I am.
Men like yourself who are finally working on themselves, if you stay with it, you will overcome evil and then you will have morals.
Okay. Yeah, I know you have to go, but I'll make this one quick statement and maybe one day I can call back and we can speak about it. But,
okay.
You know, when you say that, you know, they weren't moral, they were evil even back then, you know, and I don't mean to be argumentative, but it kind of ixnay, so to speak, on everything that I've been hearing you say since I've started listening. Now you're saying that they're, you know, evil as well. It sounds
all who are born through the woman must be born of the spirit because you're born through evil. You're born right into evil through the woman. So every human being on this side of heaven have to be born of good. And except that in those days when men were men and boys were born, black people knew that. But nowadays they don't know it because they have been taught for the last 70 years or so to blame someone else for their anger and for their downfall.
Okay. Yeah, my point was that, you know, you're now saying that they're evil, and this is the first time I've ever heard you say it, but before you mostly painted it as like, you know, black people were better and they were, you know, or at least moral back then. And
they were, absolutely.
Okay. You know, like I said, maybe I can call back in, but now.
You can. You
know,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerome.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Nice. Super chat. Super chat. Super chat.
Aries 1 gave a diamond, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
On punchy.tv/JLP.
Punchy.tv.
Jay-Z said, concerning that 10-year-old child in Georgia yesterday.
Georgia, oh, my mind.
He walked into town when his mother was out.
Right. And the mother was arrested, right?
Yep. Charged.
A 10-year-old boy walked into town, according to a report, not that far away from the house. And the mother was arrested. By some dumb social worker and fat policewoman.
looks like a case of the local Gestapo or Gestapo trying to tell people how to run their lives and raise their children.
Yeah. You have too much government in your life now, really. They try to tell you how to do everything, how to think, how to act, how to raise your children, who to hang out with, who not to hang out with. Excuse me, what color people you should like and not like. The government is ruining your life, and you're allowing it to happen. Amazing. Thank you.
Angband Art bought a coffee. Does Satan have a will of his own?
No. Yeah. It's evil.
Tony bought a coffee.
He had it because he decided that he wanted to be God and went against the Father. So now he's in that fallen state. Amazing.
Tony says, I came home today. Of course, there was the hate, ungratefulness for America on a lot of YouTube videos. I bowed my head and humbled myself. I, for one, am grateful. Thank you, God, for America, your country.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jimmy bought a coffee. I don't think Mike Tyson could have knocked out Joe Biden Friday night. I tried to watch, but my Netflix kept screwing up. I'm probably better off having just watched my screen buffer. Maybe Jake can fight Conor McGregor next. Don't forget to let us know what the Great White Hope has to say today.
They said that the reason Netflix was flipping like that, I guess, I didn't see it, was because it was overloaded with people watching it around the world.
So many people wanted to see.
Right. And that caused the flicking in it.
Yep.
So let me see what the great...
I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. And this country doesn't have time either.
Amazing.
Facts.
Thank you.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California, bought a coffee. Jesse and crew, y'all, hi. If you think the fight was legit, Tyson could have knocked Paul out within the first two rounds. Mike held back for the payday. Point shaving is very un-American. Shaking his head emoji.
Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, Luke bought a coffee. Do you ever get recognized in public? If so, are some violent, aggressive, or confrontational? And if so, how do you handle it?
I do, and I handle it by not handling it. Just move on. I say thank you to those who appreciate the work, and I say thank you to those who don't. But yeah, I do. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke. Carla Cash on Cash App. Sundays are a hootenanny of a time.
Yes, sir. Oh, you can say that again. If you are not at the church service or watching it live, you're missing it. You have no idea. But I understand. Most people don't want to work on themselves, but you're missing our fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church, and you can watch it live, or you can podcast it, or you can be there in the midst of it. It's amazing. Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Nomo Thoughts says, I don't know what to ask anymore. Everything is a thought.
Nice. That's for sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Nomo Thoughts.
Nomo Thoughts.
The saga. Tiptoeing through the tulips, bought our coffee. Longtime listener. Ever since Trump won, you have been so funny like the old days. Shout out from Ark, Kansas. He black.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. It's something new in the air. It's everywhere. Since the great white hope, Donald Trump, became president of this great nation. Amazing. Thank you, though. You're right.
Fernando loves Trump. Bought a coffee. JLP, how much for that figure of you in the horse?
Nick, are we still trying to figure this out? We got to get this settled, Nick.
Yeah.
So Hassan, Nick, and I going to work this out this week, I hope. Is that possible, Nick?
Yeah.
And then next week, we will give you a figure, a price on it.
Hopefully right? Sooner.
Hopefully sooner. Well, today is what? Wednesday, huh? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully sooner. So we are working on it and trying to get it make it make sense. Thank you, though. Thanks for asking.
Fernando loves Trump.
Yeah.
Celestial Lord with a rumble rant. You can't. You can't, because salvation is of the heart. You can never get morals and values from reading or any knowledge, says Celestial Lord.
That's for sure. What the? Reading? It's just reading. Amazing.
Nice rumble rant. Appreciate
yeah.
that. Lion says, Happy International Men's Day, Jesse.
That what this is today?
I guess so.
Happy International Men's Day. I didn't know that. Thank you. And happy International Men's Day to you.
Very kind.
Yeah.
Lori bought a coffee. Hello, Jesse. If my husband faked his death and ran away with another woman, sure I would forgive him, but I'm going to love him and let him go. Bye. Forgiving him doesn't mean I have to get back together with him.
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Joe PR bought three coffees. I told my wife what you said about dropping our morals, and she was having a hard time understanding living without morals being a good thing. But she got it when I told her that if you live in the present, you would not think about morals at all and have no thoughts or ideas about doing bad things.
Wow, that's deep. So she got it. That's cool. You're leading your wife in the right way to go. And she's listening right on. Thank you.
In Puerto Rico.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Z Sweezy bought our coffee.
Have you ever gone to Puerto Rico?
Never.
Wow.
I've never gone south of the border.
It was so much fun.
And I will never go.
I don't know if I'll go back again, but it was fun when I went there.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I respect it.
We love the Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. Their island is trash, but I love the Puerto Ricans themselves.
Yep. Absolutely.
Nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Z Sweezy bought a coffee. Can we get an update on the JLP action figure?
I don't have one. I apologize. But Hassan, Nick, and I are working on it. And we're like right at having an announcement about it. Right at the door. Thank you, though, for your patience. I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I want to take a call, and then I'm going to take a break. And I want to ask you something that I already know what you think about it. But it'd be interesting to ask you about it, Hake. If you don't mind, you have time?
Yeah.
Let me go to Andrew out of Minnesota. Apparently, I asked Andrew to call back. We ran out of time.
Yes, sir. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, I called last week, and I couldn't really give you a straight answer, so I figured I'd call back because I couldn't call back the next day. I had to work. But we were talking about the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then you asked me if evil. Yes, you asked if evil exists, if evil existed, and I couldn't like. And then I said, it exists in this realm, but not at the highest level. And then. My question for you was, is God omniscient?
Who?
Is God omniscient?
What does that mean?
All-knowing?
Yes.
Is God omnipresent?
What does that mean?
At all places, all at the same time, he's everywhere.
What do you mean by that?
Like, is God everywhere at the same, all at the same time? Like, is God everywhere?
Like, down at the market or at the party?
Yeah.
Or at the pot house?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand your question.
Well, like, omni is the word for, like, all inclusive. So, if God is all knowing.
But why are you asking me that way? Is he omniscient?
Well, if he's omniscient...
Why don't you just ask me, is God present everywhere? Hold on.
Well, then my
hold
my
on, buddy.
Question
hold on. Hold on. He asked me in the Bible way or something, right? But communicate. It ain't Bible Thumping Thursday. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. So the, what? I forgot. The ladies form this Thursday night at 7 p.m., ladies. It's the third Thursday night. And then one more after that, year end. And we have, speaking of year end, this is what I want to tell you, that we have a newsletter, a year-end newsletter. We put out newsletters like three times a year, I think. And we have the year-end newsletter that's going to be going out soon. And you don't want to miss it. If you'd like to get a free copy of it, you can by calling 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or go to rebuildingtheman.com. And leave a mailing address, post office, or address where you would like the newsletter to go. It's free. It's amazing. If you'd like to get a copy of it, you can. All right? Call 800-411-BOND, B-O-N-D, or 800-411-2663. And or go to rebuildingtheman.com. And for counseling, by phone, Skype, or walk-in, family or individual, you can go to the same place, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, to request an appointment, all right? And be patient. Because it is, it's like, but some people say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't make it today. And if someone reschedule or cancel out, we'll let you know. So be patient. Don't yell at the appointment maker. He's doing the best he can do, all right? And amazing. Let me go quickly back to Andrew out of Minnesota. Andrew, go ahead.
God omniscient, and you said yes, God is omniscient, meaning all-knowing.
And you can talk to me like normal. Do you want to know if God present, or if you want to know?
Yeah, is God everywhere all at the same time?
That's what I'm told.
Why do you ask that? Well, my next question is God all-powerful?
Why do you ask that?
Well, if God knows everything, God is everywhere all at the same time, and God is all powerful, then evil itself cannot objectively exist as an entity.
I don't understand that.
So God is all knowing, all present, and all powerful, correct?
Go ahead.
So if he knows everything, he's everywhere all at the same time, and he's all powerful, then evil as an objective, real reality, as a separate entity, cannot exist, because then that would be more powerful than God.
And so if it cannot exist, why does it exist?
It exists only in the perception of our minds in this realm, in our senses of this realm, in the physical, but in the spiritual, in higher planes of existence, in spiritual realms, it doesn't exist. And at the highest level, it
does not exist. I have no idea what you're talking about. Zero. Because you're speaking in a way that you may be right in what you're saying, but you're speaking in like a Bible way, and it's not making sense.
Yeah.
Are you a Christian?
I mean, I grew up a Christian.
Are you a Christian?
I wouldn't say I am now. No, not really.
Are you a Christian?
No, not really.
Are you a Christian?
No.
And so that's why you're speaking so intellectually about evil and good and all that, because you're intellectual?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And well, I wouldn't. I guess that's what you're saying. I'm not saying I'm an intellectual, but what I'm saying is, if God is all knowing, then evil can't exist at the highest form.
Go ahead.
Well, if God is all knowing, if He knows everything, then evil can't exist separate of God. Like, it's not. It's
what
not
is he
something
saying,
that exists.
Hate don't even understand. He white.
I'm white too. I'm like sour cream.
Why don't you drop your intellect?
So you're saying intellect is a bad thing?
No, I'm asking you, why don't you drop your intellect?
I mean, I guess I'm not really aware of my own intellect.
Would you rather have common sense or intellect?
I think common sense is a product.
I didn't ask you what did you think it was. I asked us, what would you rather have, common sense or be of your intellect?
I don't really have a desire for either.
Oh, you don't? So then
no,
why
I
don't
just
you
am what I
so
am.
Why don't you drop your intellect then?
Because it's I don't really know if I have an intellect. All I'm saying is that evil can't exist objectively, because God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present. So that means that evil would be bigger or above God, and that's not possible.
Why don't you... You didn't tell me why you wouldn't drop to intellect if you prefer common sense.
I don't prefer common sense to intellect or vice versa.
Oh, you prefer intellect over common sense?
I don't really prefer either. I think that common sense comes with intellect.
So why don't you drop your intellect?
Well, then I wouldn't.
You have never met an intellectual person that had common sense.
I think I have common sense.
How can you have both?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. But I'm saying that evil can't exist objectively, because it would be bigger and above God, and God's not going to create something that's bigger or above himself, in a sense that it can't be, evil can't be outside and separate.
Let me do this, because I got to move, and it's like a waste of time to go back and forth with the intellect like this.
Yeah.
But let me ask, are you the one who thought it was good to marry and have children?
No, I don't. I actually don't think that it's good to have children.
So you didn't say that. You didn't say it was good to get married and have children?
No, I don't think that it's... I don't actually think that it's good to have children.
Is it bad to have children?
It is what it is.
Is it bad?
I think once once the process
is
started.
Is it bad to have children?
If you know beforehand what they're going to experience, yes. But if you're not conscious of the fact that they're going to come here and live a suffering human life, then yeah, I would avoid having children. But once you have children in a low consciousness state, then do the best you can to have the, you know, give them a good life.
Andrew, yeah. Thank you for calling me, man. Call me again.
Okay.
All right, buddy. I can't, that's too much. Intellectual talk is like crazy. But I understand it. Did we through the super chats already?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what. I want Hate to respond to this. I remember now. That's why he's here. And I already know his answer, I think. And he's the wrong person to ask. But he's here, I ask. I want to know Hate's thoughts on this neo-Nazi situation. According to WBNS 10, on Saturday afternoon, a group of neo-Nazi marched through Columbus' Short North neighborhood, shouting racial slurs through megaphones. This raised questions about whether they could face any charges for the demonstration. Watch this from WBSN 10.
Yeah, Angela. Well, a lot of people were just shocked to see Nazis in their neighborhood here in the Short North this weekend and wondered why the police couldn't do something about it. And a free speech attorney tells me it's because their words were protected by the First Amendment. But now police are saying that those neo-Nazis may have used pepper spray, which could mean that assault charges are on the table. Dwight Holland took this cell phone video on Saturday after hearing commotion out on High Street.
I would like to know how a hate group is able to amass on High Street and walk at least 10 blocks. No police presence whatsoever.
He called police hoping they could do something about it. But attorney Mark Weaver explains police couldn't do much but monitor the situation in case it became violent.
Speech itself can't be illegal unless it's a threat. People are allowed to say mean, hateful things. Doesn't make them good people, but they're allowed to under the First Amendment.
The video shows the neo-Nazi yell slurs at Holland and his friend. Is that allowed?
So hate speech, however you define it, has been held to be completely protected by the Supreme Court. And that was all of the justices agreeing with that. So it's not a close call.
But now police say they have video evidence of neo-Nazis using pepper spray. Here you can see a man in plaid helping the man in a tan jersey flush out his eyes after a manager of a business tells us the neo-Nazis used pepper spray on him and others.
Amazing. And one other soundbite. Now city attorney Zach Klein is working with police to build a case. Watch this from WBNS 10.
So that the moment that this sort of First Amendment activity crosses into the criminal realm, that there is accountability.
Now, city attorney Zach Klein tells us he's working with Columbus police to see if they can build a case. Assault charges and even hate crime charges are on the table.
That is about as vile as it comes, which is why I want our community to know that I understand that folks are scared, that they're troubled, they're upset. But I have their back. And if there's a way for us to prosecute these individuals, if it crosses from free speech into criminal conduct, we will hold them accountable.
But like attorney Weaver, Klein says the neo-Nazis can't be prosecuted for their use of hate speech alone.
And you say, Hake?
So according to the news report, they use pepper spray? Or somebody
well,
used pepper spray
on somebody?
It seemed
to be only
somebody.
One person who have done it. It's
yeah, one person sprayed one other person yeah. with pepper spray. I doubt that was unprovoked. It must have been like a confrontation of some sort. The guy could easily say, I felt a threat. And so that sounds like self-defense, not a hate crime to me. But it sounds like they're eager to build a case.
Yeah, I know. I know y'all scared. I know you were, but mama's here. Don't worry, baby.
There's always this motivation to build a case against Trump, build a case against whites. And I'm not for them cussing and making a scene, but if they want to do that, then just ignore them. and hope they move on. You don't act like it's this big scary thing, because they're not going to do anything to anybody unless you do something to them, usually.
Yeah.
So it's a non-issue, but they want to pretend like it's an issue.
And what do you think of that, Nick?
I'm glad the Christian founders of America thought of the Constitution to protect us from this lawyer who this guy who wants to get rid of, who doesn't care about the First Amendment and is more worried about mean language and is ready to get him on something else for this ulterior motive and is open about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of sick.
Amazing. When that black man said, I want to know how is it that this hate group who walking down the street and nobody, no police, something like that around, when he said, I want to sit to that black man the same way that hate group Black Lives Matter is able to do it.
Yep.
Black Lives Matter is able to do the same thing. And the cops were walking with them and didn't do anything to them. And they were violent, burning down buildings and everything. They were worse than what it looked like these people were doing.
And why were those black guys all dressed in all red? Were they Bloods?
Everybody ain't blood, Hank.
I know, but that was remarkably red.
Black people love red. We love watermelon and we love red.
I love red too, but...
But you don't love watermelon.
Not red on red on red.
How come every time...
Not watermelon.
...a white group get together and protest and shout out loud bad words or whatever they do... Why is it called neo-Nazi? Why is it so bad? But when people of color do it, it's...
You feel sorry for them.
It's protest. It's a peaceful protest. Why the difference?
That's a good question. I don't know. I do kind of know.
Have you noticed they always deem them different? They both do the same thing.
Yeah.
Except the so-called neo-Nazi is not as violent and burning down buildings and carrying on the bad as the... Black Lives Matter group does.
Right. And in fact, some of these white groups will go pick up trash. They'll clean up the park and the pond and stuff like that.
And I noticed that the white man, I'm here. Y'all scared. I know y'all afraid of the neo-Nazi, but not the Black Lives Matter you're not afraid of. You're only afraid when it's white people who are doing it, but not the blacks.
It's backwards. They feel sorry for the criminals, and then they look down on the guys who want their country back. They're back into order.
I'm glad to see, of course, no violence. I don't want the violence, but I'm glad to see the whites finally standing up again. Because they had gone a little quiet.
Yeah, I mean, remember Charlottesville in 2017?
Right, it reminded me of that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that type of courage until right now. And I understand why, because white people are so hated in their own country that they're not allowed to demonstrate or do anything for themselves or for their country.
Yeah. I don't know what good this is doing, though.
It's not. It's not doing any good.
Yeah.
It's just a thrill.
Yep. Something to talk about.
It's just a thrill.
Yeah.
And after a while, as they're doing, they're attacking the First Amendment, they're going to take out of the First Amendment that everybody can protest but white people.
Yep. It's already pretty much that way.
Only people of color can protest, not white people.
You get in a fight and you've been running around saying the N-word as a white. They're going to call it a hate crime, and the feds will get involved. It's ridiculous.
But you can call the white any kind of name you want.
Yep. Racist.
Isn't that amazing, though, in their own country?
It's evil.
Amazing. Thank you, Hate. This is Hate from the HateReport.com at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. And the other over there is the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. All right. Let me go quickly back to the phones. Let me go to David out of California. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
I just called it. I knew you were going to pick up. I don't know how, but I just did.
You want me to hold you off for a minute?
Not at all, sir. I'm ready to go.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I was going to call. I had an idea for a recommendation for the Bible thing, but it was a dumb idea, and I let it go.
For a Bible, you mean like for Bible?
Yeah, you didn't have an idea in the morning. I started watching, and I came up with an idea.
Oh, you mean like for a Bible question of the week?
Yeah, one of those, but it was a stupid idea, and I let it go.
Okay.
And to Calvin Klein, or whatever his name was, you got your morals from your mama. And where was the other one? Oh, man, I've been talking this whole time while I was listening on the phone. Completely amazing. What was the other thing? Doesn't matter. How right, are you doing today?
All this well. Thank you for your call, man. I totally appreciate it, all right?
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Oh, amazing. 888-775-3773. Glenn out of Texas. Glenn, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, man of God?
All is well, Glenn. It's Jesse.
You know what it is? All these guys, they, you know, men have a problem with two words, submit and commit. They try to comprehend God, which we cannot do. He's a supreme being, right? He's way, he knows everything. So for us to try to figure out and decipher what the Bible says sometimes to comprehend.
Glenn, I don't quite know what you're responding to. What are you responding to?
I was one of the guys earlier. He's like trying to almost debunk the Bible, I guess you can say, or prove that it might not be real or God's not real. And I used to be that guy, too.
At one time, you tried to prove that God wasn't real?
Well, I would be that guy when you come knock on the door. I'd be like, what do you want? Get out of my neighborhood. You know what I mean? And God ain't real. And I would
Why did you think God was not real?
Oh, man, to be honest, I was doing the devil's work back then. Dealing dope, robbing, stealing.
Oh, I see.
So I was on, you know, I was doing all the bad things. My dad died when I was young, and I took the wrong path.
Oh, okay.
I looked to men on the street to raise me, which was wrong. And that's just what happened to me. But once I committed and submitted to him, he brought me to my knees, and I wept like a baby. Oh, boy. I really felt that power, and I felt the love again. I guess you can say, or felt the love of God.
Oh, amazing.
So for me, men just need to stop trying to do that. Just submit, commit, go to the altar, repent your sins, and watch what will happen.
How
to
do you submit? Tell them how to submit, because most people don't know how to submit.
For me, submitting is to repent and just let him in. Just let it go.
But how do you do that?
I did it by going to the altar, and it brought me to my knees. Men prayed for me. They laid hands on me.
Oh, okay.
And that's when it just overwhelmed me. I fell to my knees. I cried. I wept. But the other thing is, it's not just a church thing. Once you leave that church, you need to just keep living it. You got to live the Bible.
Right.
You got to get in it. You got to keep going and pushing.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. 888-775-3773. One line open. Back in a moment. Thank you, Glenn. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Tuesday, November 19th, 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to your super chats. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the HakeReport.com, then Joelle Friday TV, and then at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, American Anchor Baby alongside Baseball-tard Bill. Going to do a watch party of the Starship launch. So cool. Check it out. Catch Punchy TV. The episode premiered yesterday afternoon. It was cool. We talked about abortion, short for abortion. A rough topic, but we did a good job, I thought. Let me know what you think. Let us know what you think. Russia, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports Russian President Vladimir Putin, the most interesting man in the world to some, has updated Russia's nuclear doctrine 2 days after crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, granted Ukraine permission to strike targets with long-range missiles deep inside Russia with U.S.-made weapons. So evil. Under the, well, I don't know if it's evil, but it sounds, doesn't sound wise. Under the updated doctrine issued today, Moscow will consider aggression from any non-nuclear state, but with participation of a nuclear country like America, a joint attack on Moscow. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov noted the changes could mean that the Russian Federation reserves the right to use nuclear weapons in the event of aggression using conventional weapons against it and or the Republic of Belarus, by the way. As European nations strengthen defense measures in the face of the conflict in Ukraine, NATO allies Sweden and Finland are distributing booklets to millions of households advising citizens on how to survive a war. Wow, could be useful. Some of the instructions include stockpiling diapers, medication, and baby food. Shout out to the babies. And speaking of babies, abortion laws. Meanwhile, here in the States, a so-called judge on Monday, yesterday, struck down Wyoming's overall ban on abortion and their first-in-the-nation explicit prohibition on the use of medication to end pregnancy and kill the baby in the womb. The ruling marks another victory for so-called abortion rights, no such thing, activists, after voters in seven states passed measures this month in support of access, communist buzzword. November's election saw voters in Missouri, clear the way to undo one of the nation's most restrictive abortion bans in a series of victories for the people who support killing the babies in the womb, abortion. Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota, meanwhile, defeated similar constitutional amendments, leaving bans in place. Abortion so-called rights amendments also passed in Arizona, Colorado, Maryland, and Montana. Wow, what a mess. Also a mess, bathroom bans. This is kind of gross. A House Republican is pushing to ban so-called transgender, so-called women, from women's restrooms at the U.S. Capitol. 2 weeks after history was made, says Commie Nonsense Network, with the election of America's first out transgender, so-called transgender person, to Congress, South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace. Hey, she told reporters on Monday that Democrat representative-elect, so-called Sarah McBride, quote, does not belong in women's spaces, women's bathrooms, locker rooms, changing rooms, period, full stop, unquote. Later Monday, this Sarah McBride person shared an apparent response on X, supposedly calling for kindness and respect, but then a follow-up post on X called her a right-wing extremist. Nancy Mace, right-wing extremist? I think not. Give me a break. Nancy Mace is basically like a rhino, but sometimes she's right about stuff. In this case, I'm not sure. Similar bans targeting trans people, so-called trans, using bathrooms associated with their gender misidentities, particularly in schools, have sparked controversy in recent years, and it's a big mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP Show, Hour 3. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-7753. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. If you're out and about, you can listen to the show as it is happening on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, don't forget. But you can be listening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get you super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour on Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Yee-haw!
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me.
Yee-haw!
Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Who let the dogs out? So all morning, I have been talking about anger and that human beings are evil and that all human beings are evil until they can admit it to themselves and start to overcome. And you can't overcome it. And as a result of being evil, you're miserable. You're living in darkness. And you want to, well, how do I know if I'm evil? Number one, if you have anger, you're evil. Anyone that has anger is evil. Anyone that has anger has hate. And anyone that has hate is playing God. And that's why you make decisions. You think you're making decisions. You judge. You do everything that's wrong. You're emotional, up and down emotion, so-called feel good and bad. They're both the same, imposters. You're evil. And you're being controlled by evil. And you say, well, I don't know why I did that. What made me do that? I can't believe I did that, right? Because you're controlled by evil. You are not in control. Anyone that has anger, it doesn't matter how much of a Christian or non-Christian you are, Muslim, Jewish, atheist, agnostics, whatever you want to call yourself, Mormon, Hail Mary, Catholic, whatever else, black people who think they're the white Jews, original Jews or white Jews, or whatever, right? You're evil if you have anger, and that's why you have no peace. You can have perfect peace. I want to give you a quick example of what anger can do. This is just one small example of what anger can do. Because anger makes you think, one of the things that anger does, it makes you think you have love. It really does. Anger makes you think you have love. Anger makes you think you love your wife or your husband, your children, your family, your friends, your this and your that. And you don't. You don't. Love is not a feeling. Love is not an emotion, not real love. That fake love that feels like love is an emotion, but it's evil and it's hatred. That's why it snaps just like that and turn on you at a twinkling of an eye. And then you get a thrill from hurting you and you hurt trying to hurt others. And yet you call it love. Here's an example. Just one little example of what anger can do. And you think it's you. This driver who killed dozens in China was angry over financial terms of divorce. NBC News reported that a 62-year-old man was detained following a deadly car ramming in southern China. The violence unfolds on the eve of the country's biggest air show. Watch this from NBC.
A devastating and deadly scene in southern China where police say a hit-and-run driver deliberately plowed his car into a crowd inside of a sports center last night. At least 35 people were killed. More than three dozen others were injured in this crash. The violence unfolded on the eve of China's biggest air show.
Well, Vicky, you know, at this point, the motive is still unclear, but what police are telling us from their preliminary investigation is that this 62-year-old man, who they've identified by his last name only, which is Fan, was angry over the split of financial assets through his divorce. Now, what exactly caused him to intentionally ram into this facility where people were working out in this sports center, that is something that's still under investigation. But as you rightly pointed out, I mean, we're talking about a city that was packed with people anticipating the next day of one of the biggest aerospace expos in the entire country. So a lot of people hanging around that area. What police are also saying is that when they arrived to the scene, they found Fan inside his vehicle. He was unconscious. He had wounds to his neck. They recovered a knife. They believe those wounds were self-inflicted. At this point, the latest is that he's in the hospital in a coma, but in police custody.
Amazing. Think about that. According to the report, 35 people dead because the guy, according to the report, allegedly got angry over court decisions in a divorce case. Anger told him to go do that. You might as well kill everybody. And he went out and did it. And if you ask, well, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Oh, I was mad. Oh, I don't know why I did that. And I was telling my producer this morning when he gave me the story, Derek, I'm like, I didn't know that they treated men in China in the way that they treat men in America over divorce cases like that. I didn't know that. But anger made him do it. Whatever reason, if he did it, it was due to anger. Overreaction to an outer situation. When will you stop overreacting to outer situations? They're happening outside of you, not inside of you. That anger lives inside of you, and the anger is happening inside of you. And you say, well, the court situation made me do it. No, it didn't. You made me do it by saying this to me or treating me that way. No, I didn't. Or no, they didn't. It was the anger inside of you. You're being driven and don't know it. That's why this guy did this, if he did it. And you say, Jesus was angry. Anger is good. I need anger to defend myself. That's a lie. Anger is evil. And as long as you have anger, you will never have peace. So I guess they treated men the same way all over the world. So many men tell me all the time, oh, I'm going through a divorce situation. My wife trying to take my children. And then when the court let me say I have quote-unquote visitation right She tell me I can't do it, or she make it difficult. She make it hard for me to see my children. And I'm like, well, why are you even fighting for the children in court? Why spend your money in court fighting an evil woman who is trying to take your children? The fact that she's trying to do it, it says that she's evil. Why bother? Oh, I love my children. I love my child. I love my... No, you don't. Because if you loved them, you wouldn't fight for them. You would lay your weapon down. You would not cut the baby in half if you love them. If you love them, stop letting people convince you that anger is good. Anger is evil. Anger is hatred. And anyone that has hatred, judge. Anyone that judges, plays God. As long as you play God, you're going to be miserable, suicidal, lonely. You're going to be looking on the outside for peace when it's already inside of you. You won't look inside. You don't even know there's a kingdom of heaven on the inside anyway. You don't even know that it's been done. It's completed. It's over. It's been finished. Do you live a finished life? No. You say you're working on yourself. Well, who is the self that you're working on? You don't even know who you are. The hardest question for the average person to answer is, who are you that you're working on? How can you be working on someone when there's no one there to work on? Think about that. How can you be that? I almost said dumb, but I won't say dumb. How can you be working on someone, on yourself, you say, when there's no one there to work on? And what kind of work on yourself are you doing? I'm saying all this to encourage you to pay attention to yourself, to know thyself. Pay attention. You'll see how blind you are. And let everybody else stay in their hell. Let every human being live the life that they want to live. Don't judge them. Have no thought, eyesight, words, gestures, or emotion about how someone else is. Let them be that way. They have a right. A right to live in their misery, and you have no right to judge it. But then work on you and come out of yours, and you'll have peace on earth. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't have peace on earth. They're lying. An angry person will always tell you, you cannot have peace on earth. I'm human. I'm only human. They're telling you, I'm an angry, evil person. I can't have no peace, and you can't either. Isn't that amazing? Ephesians 4:31 says, any bitterness or bad temper or anger or shouting or abuse must be far removed from you. So if it says must be removed, does that mean that it can be removed? Wake up. Wake up, if not now, when? And one quick other thing I want to show you, ladies and gentlemen, what advice would you give this woman? What advice would you give to this woman? This is from People Magazine. A woman is seeking advice after she says she can't afford to attend her sister's destination wedding and celebrate Christmas. She can't afford to attend her sister's destination wedding and celebrate Christmas with her husband and kids. She can't do both. Here's more contact on this. Thank you, Anchorman.
A little more on the story. So here it goes. A mother is considering missing her sister's wedding in order to afford Christmas gifts for her children. in a post on Reddit's Am I the A? You can imagine what that finishes. Am I the A?
Right.
Subreddit. The mother who works two jobs and whose husband had been laid off over the summer revealed that she was invited to her sister's cruise ship wedding in a different state on New Year's Eve. But as she explained, she'd have to use the money she and her husband saved up for Christmas in order to fund the trip. The woman who wrote that her sister is 13 years younger than her explained that the pair never really had a close relationship and that she's more like a distant relative given their age difference and being in different parts in their lives.
Amazing. To me, it seems obvious that you try to decide whether you're going to stay home and enjoy your Christmas with your family, your own family, or go way off some distance to a dumb wedding. Your sister had to be have that wedding in some destination. Nick, did I do the Tuesday thing?
Yes, you did. Country was a Tuesday.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm black and slow. So what would you say? Should she stay home and enjoy her family, or she go off to her sister's wedding and go broke, meaning that she can't afford the thing?
She has to justify it in her head. It's already, she has to write out to whatever she's writing out to. That should be clue enough that you don't want to do this. It's causing you pain. Very silly.
I would be like, sister, you can go on off to whatever country you want. I'm staying here with my hub and my children. That ain't no decision to make, lady. Her anger won't let her know. She's emotional. It's in the way. What a mess. 888-773-773-888-77-Jesse. Let me go quickly to Nick out of Massachusetts. Nick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well, Nick.
So after the election, when Trump won, thank God he won, our governor, Maura Healey, said that she was not going to help with mass deportations in the state. I wanted to see, like, what your thought was on that, and should she be charged for helping out illegals rather than helping out American citizens?
I blame the voters for it, because had they not voted her in, she wouldn't be doing it. Or now that they know that she's not going to protect the citizens there in her city, then they should vote her out immediately. She's the enemy of the voters in Massachusetts. They should vote her out. But the people love that type of government. That's why they vote her in. So she's doing what she can do, what she can get away with, because the people are going to vote for her anyway. She is not to blame. It's the voters' fault.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this state mostly is blue, but thank God I don't vote blue.
Right on. Yeah, it's the voters' fault. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Reggie, a first-time caller out of Dallas, Texas. Reggie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse? How you doing today?
All is well, Reggie.
That's good. That's good. I just had a question. During the election, I realized how evil women became towards men. And I was wondering, like, where did this evilness and hatred come from?
Because it's the God above is the man's God, and the God below is the woman's God. So her nature is evil because she has the nature of Satan, and that nature hate the nature of God. The nature hate men because men represent God. And the women don't realize that that's what's going on with them. Some of them know it, but most of them don't realize that they hate the image of God when they hate the man.
Right. And I noticed it was mostly black women that spew so much hatred.
Well, women hate black men. They have no love. They have no love for their brothers, their sons, their fathers, their male friends. Black women hate male men more than anybody ever seen, because for years now, 70 years or so, the black man has been very weak. He has been relying on the black woman. Instead of leading her, he has been following her. And so she hates him for it.
Right. And I noticed that, especially from a lot of black men. I'm a black man myself. And I got a lot of hatred toward me because I'm a Republican. And I grew up with Republican and conservative values. And you got a lot of men that's beta males, like you like to say. I call them beta
male.
And it's like they're trying to pander to the women. To I don't know what it is. What's with the pandering to the women? And how can we get them to stop that and get them to realize that they're being misled by the woman, and they're like claiming, like the one, like you say, the woman is their god. It seems like
you try to get them to see that by not trying to see it, get them to see it. Leave them in their hell. Don't judge them, but leave them in their hell and let them suffer.
Okay, I get it. Cause man, it's been crazy. It's amazing, man. Yeah. Even family. Even I had some family members that you could tell they kind of wishy-washy about how they want to talk to me, because they know that I'm a Trump representative.
So what are conservative values?
I would say Christian values.
You say you have conservative values, right? What are conservative values?
I would say God, family, and your country.
And you believe that conservative believe in God?
Yes.
And why do you believe that?
Because the other side doesn't.
Okay. And so if conservatives believed in God, why are they so evil toward one another?
That's a spiritual battle that they're fighting within. I wouldn't say that all of them are evil towards each other.
Because conservatives would turn on you as quickly as a non-conservative would if you disagree with them. Or you didn't act or say what they wanted you to say, they'll snap and turn on you right away. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I believe that's on both sides.
And so why do you believe that conservatives believed in God then?
Well, let's see. The thing that they stand for, like no same-sex marriage. Let's see how you treat your fellow man.
But conservatives treat their fellow man, a woman, in the same way that liberals treat conservative, or conservative treat liberal. Conservatives don't treat their fellow man any differently than liberals do.
And they're about, you're right.
And knowing that, why do you say conservatives believe in God?
Well, I would say they were on the side of God.
How can they believe on God and hate their fellow man? How can they be on the side of God when they hate their fellow man?
They can't be.
Right. So why do you say they're on the side of God?
Maybe because I believe they're for what's right.
I'm sorry?
Maybe because I believe that they're for what's right.
But how can they be for what is right when they hate their fellow man?
They can't be.
And so why do you say they believe in God or on the side of God?
Because I'm beside it. I believe they go against everything against God.
Uh-huh. The conservative do.
Right. There's some evil, and there's some, well, no, man, it's good. With some, that do right.
Like who?
I don't know any names.
What a mess! Conservatives do not believe in God. They say they do, but their hearts are far away from God. That's why they turn on each other. They even hate the people who are on the left, corner left. They hate those people. They don't love those people. They judge them.
Right.
And then if let's say you're like a real conservative, or what you call a conservative, you vote for Trump, you're a conservative. If you disagree with them about anything, they'll turn on you just like that.
Right.
All you the Trump side, they'll make you throw them away. Conservative, right. No different than liberals. They treat each other the same way in that they treat liberals. All in the name of Jesus. And then they go to Bible study. and then they go to Bible class.
Yeah, big hypocrites. I understand that.
And so why do you say that they're on the side of God when you see that they hate their fellow man?
Maybe I'm mistaken.
And then another thing, Reggie, you notice how conservative Christian, so-called Christian conservatives, whatever they're supposed to be, they are pushing women over men. They are pushing women to be the head of men. They do it in the churches. Right. They do it in politics. They do it in talk shows. They if they believe in God, they would know the order of God, God and Christ.
Right.
Christ and man over woman, a woman over two. But they push the women as much as the so-called non-Christians do. They are no different. They want to be the head of men.
And why do they do that?
Because they hate God.
I noticed that in church. You're right. And I've noticed that in churches, you got a lot of woman pastors. And
yeah.
And it's, I know it's just not right.
They're jealous of man, and they hate God. What a mess, Reggie.
What a mess.
But congratulations on the win with the Great White Hope.
Oh, most definitely. We got another great 4 years, and hopefully we can keep it going after that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Reggie.
All right. I'm a big fan. Have a good one, Jesse Lee.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753-773. That's one line. Let me go to Tonic. Or maybe Tom. Thomas. What? Is it really Tonic? Oh, okay. Tonic, I had a first-time call out of Florida. Welcome to the show.
Hi, hello, Mr. Jesse Peterson. Yeah, this is Tonic. Thank you so much for having me on.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, sir. I'm a first-time caller.
Right on. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you all the guys at the show for having me on. So, you know, we've been talking about a lot of things, and I've been listening to you since the beginning of COVID, and I usually never listen to you during the day because I'm working, but today I'm off. I watch your videos in the evening, and I'm very happy to be on. Now, you know, we were talking about morals and anger, and I feel that I agree with you. That's why I love watching you. But you don't tell people, or you don't let people know that there's a difference in anger. There is, you know, righteous anger, and there is sinful anger. When Jesus Christ went to the temple, he wasn't all lovey-dovey. He was angry. So now we all know that God is truth, and we get our morals from truth, from God. We have the natural law. We have human law. So if someone, now here's where the anger comes in.
Hold for me. Don't hang up. Let me take a quick break, all right?
Okay.
888-7753-773. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Lord, I was born a traveling man, hanging around and doing the best I can. Amazing! So listen up. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m., right after my show. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. The guy with the good hair and on fire. And not just on fire for the Lord, but on fire. And then after that, oh my God, speaking of being on fire for the Lord, Joy of Friday TV, he black. He doesn't go skating for no reason. For nothing, he's skating for the Lord. Every day, Monday through Thursday, at 9 a.m., at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the HakeReport.com. And then, the American Anchor Baby. Today, the American Anchor Baby is going to be showing you that takeoff that Elon Musk is doing today. He going to the moon, or he going out there in space somewhere. And the American Anchor Baby going to have another genius on with him. He's a genius, Elon, Billy, and then the American Anchor Baby, three geniuses. Really? You don't want to miss that today. Everybody and their mama at 4 p.m. He's going to take you on a ride on the jet, on the, what you call the thing?
The rocket?
Rocket.
But it'll probably be earlier than 4, probably closer to 3.
Closer to 3. Are you going to announce it or something?
No, well, let me clear. Definitely will be streaming by 3. Let me be clear.
Okay.
Because the launch is around at 3.
Oh, really?
Yep.
3 p.m. Pacific time.
Thank you.
All right. The American Anchor Baby. Come along for the ride. 888-775-3773. Who was I talking to?
Tonic.
Yeah. Hey, Tonic, thanks for holding a first-time call out of Florida. So you said there are different kinds of anger, and one of them are righteous anger, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
yes,
do you have righteous anger?
Well, it really, yes. I think that all human beings should have
righteous anger, but not every day, not to live their life that way. But it really depends on actions and what people do.
And do you have righteous anger?
Of course I do.
And what is righteous, what is righteous anger?
Righteous anger is when you have to correct an unjust action or a behavior, you know, depending on their guilt, on what type of guilt they have.
And what is not righteous anger? Or unrighteous anger?
Something that comes out of malice, something that you know, because your mom said you can't have cookies from the cookie jar. Now when she turns her back, now you're going to try to reach in the cookie jar. And when you reach in the cookie jar, you spilled the cookie jar. Now the cookie jar breaks. Now your mom comes in and she'll blame you for not going into the cookie jar. But on top of that, you broke the cookie jar. So now what? Are you going to get sad or are you going to get mad and have a fit? That's wrong. That's a bad anger.
And what is righteous anger?
If you know, I never really thought about it, but you're putting me on the spot with that. But you know what, Mr. Peterson? I wanted to talk about what's going on in the news with Russia and China.
No, tell me what is righteous anger. You said that people should have it and that you have it. But what is it for those who don't have it?
Okay. This we're going to go down a deep rabbit hole there, Mr. Peterson.
What does that mean, down a rabbit hole?
Okay, righteous anger, then is backed up by, first of all, Christians or any human, we cannot judge the hearts of others, what's in their heart. We can judge their actions. So if they commit an action towards me that is hurtful, unwarranted, I can get justifiably angry.
And where you get that from?
It's natural. It comes from God's creation.
Where'd you get that idea from? Does God judge you on your actions?
Yes.
Why do you say that? In God, there is no judgment. How is he able to?
There is, because if God says, thou shalt not covet or steal thy neighbor's goods, and you go there and do that, he's judging you on your action.
In God, there is no judgment. How can he judge when he has no judgment?
Mr. Peterson, I hope I can call back here again and talk about different topics. I just really didn't want to go down the religious topic.
You brought it up.
Oh, okay. So what was the question again? I'm going to be honest with you. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you. You know what, Mr. Peterson? I don't know. I'll get back to you.
In God, there is no judgment. So how can he judge?
So if there's no judgment in God, then how does he judge people to go to heaven and go to hell?
He doesn't judge you.
Of course he does. That's what Scripture says.
What it says?
That those that commit adultery or fornicators or liars or drunkards shall be cast in the pit of fire.
Do you have perfect peace?
I try to.
Do you have perfect peace?
No.
And so how can you have perfect peace? I mean, how can you have righteous anger but no peace, no perfect peace?
Because you can have one or the other at different times in your life or different times of the day.
Oh, so you can serve two gods off and on during the day?
No, sir. There's only one God.
But you said you could serve two because you said that you could have no peace and righteous anger. And then I guess you're saying you have righteous anger and no peace. You know what, Tony? It's not, yes, Bible Thumping Thursday, and the show is going by fast. I know you want to say something really fast about China. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, can I call on Thursday and we can talk about Bible?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we just saw a news clip. You guys just posted up a news clip of those Nazis that were strolling around the city there.
Those, now, you mean those white guys who were having a peaceful protest?
Yes. Them.
Okay.
Okay. So now the thing is that when Trump, I've been a Trump supporter since the very beginning. Because I always liked Trump from The Apprentice and movies. I never disliked Trump. I always saw him doing good things for boxing and for black folks. Now,
are you
a Trump supporter? No, I'm Hispanic.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm a Christian.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so now Donald Trump all of a sudden got negative reviews, and the news started talking very bad about Donald Trump and Russia, but they never mentioned China. So now, as you can see what happened, a lot of Americans started to realize that the news was smearing Trump and that they were making him look bad and that he proved them wrong.
Yeah.
But now the same media is talking bad about Putin and Russia. And my fellow Americans that follow Trump and that believe that don't believe that the media could be doing the same thing to Russia.
Yeah.
Now, what people don't understand is that Russia is the last Christian superpower. And people, I think they just want Christianity done with. And,
you know who my dream team is?
Who?
Are you aware of the dream team?
No, but I know the Great White Hope.
Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. The dream team.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Listen, I got to run. Try to call me on Thursday.
Thank you so much, sir. You guys have a great day. Bye.
You too, buddy. Let me 888-775-3773. Because of time, let me go to Lindsay out of Colorado. Lindsay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Lindsay.
Do you remember me? I'm the one that called from Denver regarding Columbine.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Sorry.
But I do. But I do remember you calling from Columbine, and you knew the Columbine shooter.
Nice. I should know better. I listen to your show a lot now. I should know better than to ask if you remember.
That's right.
Sorry.
No problem.
How have you been?
Amazing. Thanks for asking.
Well, so the reason I'm calling is, well, there's a couple things. First of all, my babies, they think you're funny. They love you. After I told them I spoke with you that day, they go, did you get to say beta? I said, yeah, I did. I said it twice. I said the F word twice to my sons. So Axon and Maven were pretty happy about that.
Well, say hello to them for me.
Will do. So just curious. So since I'm located in a different state, I see that you've got your Arkansas, which, by the way, is hilarious. That is great. Arkansas. I think
Joel
that is
Friday
the
TV.
Shout out to Drell or whatever that guy called him. Arkansas?
Yes, Joel.
That's awesome. And he can dance. He's good. Tell him he's good doing his thing. And I love the whole Earl and P or whoever them idiots are that call you. They're great.
That's on the Hake Report.
And Hake does have good air. What are the odds of you getting a female on your podcast? It's very outspoken and politically incorrect from time to time.
What are the odds? About the same as the people in hell getting ice water.
Nice.
No, I'm playing. I'm just joking.
Because I pretty much have a lot of the views that you do, and I definitely am a little outspoken. I think I would definitely contribute a little bit, just for fun.
I believe that. I also know a couple of ladies out of the Barn organization that attend the Barn meetings and things like that for the Barn organization. I think they would be very good talk show hosts. So you never know. Anything is possible.
And also, sir, I have a couple of gifts that I got. I was going to send you some stuff from Columbine that I have. Just I figured you'd get a kick out of having it.
Okay.
Some of the newspapers and stuff like that.
Nice.
So I wasn't sure where I should go about sending that to for you for Christmas.
P.O.
Just for your own personal keeping.
P.O. Box
35090.
35090,
P.O. Box.
Los Angeles, California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And attention, Jesse Peterson.
Great. I'm going to send that to you. All right. I'm going to send you stuff from Columbine. And I got some, oh, congratulations on your, the White Hope. Pretty funny.
I know. I can feel it in the air.
People get so mad. Like, I voted for him just because he's funny. If you can make me laugh, I say go with it.
That's
I think
right.
He's a little bit gangster. I think he's awesome.
I have been dancing on the ceiling ever since.
I'm telling you. My feet have been on the ceiling before. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but that's awesome. I wanted to tell you, congratulations, Jesse.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? I want you to send me like a little resume saying that you would like to possibly have a show here on the Pacha TV, all right?
Yes, I will definitely do that,
and
sir.
Send it to producer@jesseleepeterson.com.
You got it, sir. I will definitely do that.
Thank you, Lindsay. I got to run because of time, but thank you. Call me again.
Will do, honey. Have a good day.
You too. Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Super chat. Super chat.
Super chat. Aries, one with a diamond. Have Hake explain what provocateur means.
Hey, you're such a provocateur.
I'm a provocateur?
You're a provocateur, whatever that means.
That means somebody who's trying to provoke a response, a reaction.
Oh, that's not you.
No, sorry, Bob.
And so how come you're telling me what a provocateur means?
This chat may have come during the neo-Nazi thing.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
But those may have been provocateurs trying to provoke something.
It's interesting when I hear those words, neo-Nazi, and they always apply to the white people.
Right.
But yeah. With Black Lives Matter, they act like that's a sign of love. You know, they don't call them radical, neo-black Nazis or anything like that. In the white man's country. What the? Amazing. Thank you, though. No, Nate, Hate is not provocateur.
Thanks. Provocateur.
Provocateur.
Cornerstone donated on Cash App. Shout out to John Jones, UFC champ and Trump supporter.
Right on.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. He is a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Harmony.
Like grits and harmony. Or harmony grits.
Indeed. Harmony grits.
Amazing.
God is with us. Harmony grits.
And his mercy endures forever. Thank you.
That's on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you.
Three coffees from Free Your Mind. Morning, Uncle Jesse and crew.
If you free your mind, the rest will follow. Amazing.
Can I have dispassionate anger? Thank you for all you do. Thanks, amazing star eyes.
That is a good question. Can I have dispassionate anger? Might be what the people call righteous anger. Meaning that you're able to see a situation but not judge it. Have no opinion about it, no feelings about it, no judgment in mind, eyes, words, gestures, or emotions. You might be onto something. Let me smoke on that. An amazing question. Because God is a dispassionate God, and yet he loves us. You know, amazing? Dispassionate love is the real love. Thank you. Amazing.
Nikki bought a coffee. Picture how amazing it would be if Jesus wore a shirt that said, Alpha Male, LOL.
I can see Jesus now ride his donkey into Jerusalem. And it says, Alpha Male. It would be a deep. Thank you.
Very nice. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores. I don't know if that's in Printify. It might be in Printify. I think it's in the Fallen State store, this one.
Yeah. Alpha Male?
Yeah.
Beta Male is there, too.
Indeed. That one is in Printify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Vanessa bought our coffee. Hello, single mom of four white boys whom I homeschooled 13 years, which my ex-husband fully supported. I was married almost 15 years. He broke up with me last year. Didn't tell me why. I said no when he asked for an open relationship while I was pregnant with number four. After baby was born, he cheated with multiple women, then divorced me. I did not ask him for alimony or child support. When I told him I forgive him for the cheating divorce, he told me to shut up. Now he's telling me to pull all our kids into public schools, threatening me with court, saying I should pay him child support. He'll just take the kids and put them in public schools, daycares. I wish I could have kept homeschooling. My kids loved homeschooling. Smart boys. I see co-parenting as a circus for stupid clowns. Divided families. X is trying to take the boys and put them into school. I don't know what to do.
Amazing.
Says Vanessa.
Keep your eyes on you and don't get angry. And I'm telling you, you will see what to do. But the moment you get angry, you're going to cloud your view. You're going to be in darkness and you won't know what to do. And then you, when you do whatever you got to do, you make the wrong decision. But stay away from the anger. There's never, ever, 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 no matter what happens, ever a reason to be angry. All right? Alpha male is the father state, they told me. But stay away from the anger. And I wish you well with that, too. You'll see what to do. Amazing.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Yeah.
And you got one free non-pithy coffee.
Right.
We don't do pithy, non-pithy coffees generally. But nice. Anyway, shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Aries One, Games for Rec, Nick from somewhere, Fatty Wat, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. Much appreciated. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is... Oh, no. Hold on. I just saw one. Jules Verne. Is Jesus Lord and God the Father? On Rumble.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
That was the question.
Oh, what is the question?
Is Jesus Lord and God the Father?
Jesus is the Son and God is the Father.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jules Verne.
Thank you.
I think you could call him Lord. That's not necessarily calling him God.
Oh, I thought you were asking me that.
Is Jesus Lord and is God the Father? I think.
Well,
but he didn't word it as clearly as that.
Yeah, because I hear the Christians saying he's Lord, meaning that he's God.
Right. Lord doesn't necessarily mean
so
God.
So make it clear so I can respond properly.
Thank you, Jules Verne. Right, appreciate that.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that now, that is all for now.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support. Thank you for helping us to help others. And I didn't have to ask for it. Thank you. Hey, do you have a guest today?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Let me go to Allison out of Nevada. Allison, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
All is well, Allison.
I just have a quick question. I'm going to try to, like, summarize it as little as I can because it's a lot. But
okay.
I'm going through, me and my boyfriend, we're going through a little. My boyfriend and I are going through a little rough patch with our landlord. And basically, when we moved in here 5 years ago, where we're at, she was really cool about everything. And then when we had our puppy, she was a puppy, she kind of ate, like, parts of the door. And so
kind of
and she's a big dog, so maybe it's not as little as it may seem, but we repaired it, we patched it up, we got it all fixed up and everything. And then she randomly this year got a realtor, like, management property company thing. And when I reread the laws for Nevada, you're not supposed to be doing that unless you give, like, a 30-day notice or something, and it was not 30 days.
You're not supposed to be patching up or have a dog.
You're not supposed to be having a management company without notifying the tenants that you're doing that.
Oh, okay.
And so all of a sudden now they had this contract, these two contractors come to the house. And they're trying to charge us $79,000, and then it went down to $49,000, but everything's already patched up and fixed up in the house. And we had my boyfriend's dad on the lease as well. And so she said that if I put down $10,000 and got... all that taken care of, then she would remove him from the lease. And so we did that. And then now she's saying that he's not off the lease. And so I wonder if I need to take her to court for, like, being, trying to dig money out of us, or, like, if I just leave it alone and pay the money that she wants, or, like, I don't know. But there's nothing to pay for because there's no damage.
What'd your boyfriend say? What'd your boyfriend say about it?
He wants to go to court with it.
And do you obey him?
Yeah, I listened to him.
Oh, okay.
But he also told me to call you and see if you had any good advice.
You know what? Are you able to call me back tomorrow and I'll take your call as soon as you call in?
Yeah, I can do that.
Because of time, I'm going to have to run, but I do want to respond to it, just that I'm out of time. But call me and remind whom, when they answer the phone, let them know I told you to call back today, all right?
Okay, I will.
And I'll take it as soon as you call in.
Okay.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. I am so out of time. I really am. The Hake Report is coming up now from 9 to 11 a.m. The Hake Report. .com from 9 to 11, then Joy of Friday TV at 11, and at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby at 3 today, but the American Anchor Baby, all right? And he has a guest, Billy, today. You don't want to miss it. Get on the straight and narrow if you want to. If you want perfect peace, you got to get on the straight and narrow and stay there. Endure to the end. Go all the way to the end, how long it takes, how painful it is. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and stay present. Not in your head, not in time of past and future, but stay present in the now, right here, right now. All right? You can be free, folks. You really, really can. Callers, I am so out of time. Call me back when you can again, tomorrow, or whenever. I try to get to everybody and they mama if you're black, and then everybody and their mama if you're white. But I couldn't. Time would not permit. Time won't give me time, but time made lovers feel like they got time. Ooh, I got nothing but time. But time won't give me time. I'm out of time. I'm all out of love, so lost without you. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Have a good day, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Manhood tomorrow, Wednesday. Bye.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that. And let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663.